take a walk on the woo-woo side with me. My name is Michelle Douglas and I'm an intuitive healer, coach, and soul regression therapist. I help people to create health, wellness, and prosperity in their lives through a process of clearing harmful or restrictive energies or beliefs. My ultimate goal is to empower you to create the life that you desire. For more information, visit findmysparkle.com. Are you feeling stuck? Well, today we're going to talk about how to get out of stuckness. So if you're like a cat, let's pretend you're a cat and you're stuck in a tree right now, not knowing what to do or which direction to turn, you may have some idea of what you want to do or where you want to go. And if you're the cat, you want to get down so you can get out of that tree. You may have no other idea of what your first step should be, because that's most people. So when you're feeling stuck, you're focused on that stuckness and it's really difficult to get yourself unstuck. So today I'm going to share with you some ideas which I hope will help you to take the first step out of stuckness. So the first thing is, where is your focus? Where is your focus right now? Is it on your apparent stuckness or is it on something else? Like I mentioned above, if you're focused on that stuckness, it's really difficult to get yourself unstuck. So the first thing you need to do is shift your focus away from what's bothering you. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that the type of thinking that got me stuck in the first place is not the type of thinking that's going to get me out of that stuckness. So it doesn't mean we're going to ignore the problem, but we just need to shift that focus for a little bit so that we can find a solution. If you're listening to this or reading the blog post that I've put up about this, I'm going to assume that you have at least some focus on that stuckness. When we do this, we're actually giving more energy to the problem, which in turn makes the problem bigger. So your first step is to shift your focus to the desired outcome. So what do you actually want? Like if you're the cat in the tree, you want to be standing on the ground with your feet firmly on the ground and injury free. Imagine this outcome and how it will feel. What emotions come up for you when you do this? The next thing to do is ask for help. More often than not, the ideal solution is beyond anything your mind could conjure up. Your mind's limited to your own personal experiences and your own memory, so it's very, very limited. But what if there was a solution or an answer out there which was well beyond anything you could ever think of? So when faced with a predicament, I either go within and I ask my soul or higher self, or I take it another step and I ask my spirit guides for inspiration, because they're all knowing in my opinion. My guides and my soul are all connected to all that is. So if anyone's going to have an answer for me, it's going to be them, right? In my From Stuck to Struggling to Fulfillment and Flow coaching program, I actually teach my clients how to do this. I show them exactly how to build their energy and connect to those guides and call them in, or even just to speak to their soul self. It's pretty cool. Another thing you can do is take a step anyway. Sometimes it's just easier to make a single step. It could be a tiny step, but it's still a step. When you take this step, you're sending a message out to the universe that you're moving forward on this thing no matter what. Opportunities then arrive and then little twangs of inspiration appear to help you with your next step after that. If you repeat this process, you'll find that the next steps keep appearing until you find yourself at your final destination. How cool is that? So what do I do next? If your feeling of being stuck and struggling is getting too much, or you're struggling to communicate with your higher self or your guides, and taking that first step seems impossible because right now it feels like whatever you do, it'll be wrong, then you might want to consider getting some extra help until you're back on your feet again. So like I mentioned before, my coaching program From Stuck and Struggling to Fulfillment and Flow will help you to get that clarity. You'll be also taught how to connect to your soul self and to your spirit guides, and together we'll clear trapped energies and limiting beliefs to help you move forward. You'll also learn new daily habits. You'll learn how to raise your vibration so that your life takes on a more positive spin. And we may even touch on past life or between life experiences, which is pretty cool. So there's a bunch of packages that I've got set up. So if you would like some more information, head over to my website and click on the coaching link, and then you'll see From Stuck and Struggling to Fulfillment and Flow is a link there. So go over and take a look and be sure to reach out if you have any questions. Have a great day.